In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today's passage from the Gospel of Luke, where Jesus eats a meal to prove he is not an apparition or spirit, could reasonably be titled, "Ghosts Don't Eat Broiled Fish." Not a great movie title, perhaps, but a very apt one for today's Gospel passage. This "ghosts don't eat broiled fish" passage follows immediately another passage in Luke, which actually is known by a famous title, and that is a title that might actually make a good movie title, and it's The Road to Emmaus. I suppose if Bing Crosby and Bob Hope, if they'd ever done a biblical movie, that's what it would have been called. Not a whole lot of Bing Crosby, Bob Hope fans in the congregation today. A little young, yes. Those of you born after 1930, you might have missed that. I was actually born after 1930. We know at least three things about Jesus from these two passages, both in chapter 24 of Luke's Gospel. One, Jesus has new life. Two, the resurrected Jesus does not look identical to the pre-resurrected Jesus. And three, the resurrected Jesus bears on his body the marks of his crucifixion. That Christ was resurrected, we know from the very start of chapter 24, when two angels tell the women at the empty tomb, "He is not here, he is risen." This was just as shocking then as it sounds to us today. In fact, in this morning's gospel reading, there's this wonderful description of the disciples as they stand in Christ's presence, knowing it's him, where the text says of the disciples, while in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. What a wonderful and deeply plausible description of how they must have felt. They couldn't quite believe what was right in front of their eyes, and they marveled at him at the very same moment that their hearts were full of joy. So that's thing number one. Christ was resurrected, and the disciples simultaneously were incredulous and overjoyed. The second thing we know from this chapter is that the resurrected Christ was not identical to the pre-resurrected Christ. Now that sounds odd, but it is very clear from the text in chapter 24. Jesus' disciples spent literally hours walking along the road to Emmaus with him, and didn't recognize that it was him. Not until they were at supper, and then they recognized him in the breaking of the bread. Lastly, the resurrected Christ bears on his body the marks of his suffering. We know this because Jesus says in today's gospel reading, "Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see." There would be no reason at all to call attention to his hands and feet if they did not still bear the marks of his crucifixion. All three of these truths about Christ are very curious indeed. The resurrection is certainly a shock to the system, as it was to the disciples themselves. But we can pretty quickly see in that the triumph of God through Jesus Christ of life over death. We can see the joy and victory and vindication that are ours as his followers in that great event. The other two are a bit tougher. After all, couldn't God have raised Jesus from the dead to look just as he had 3 days prior? Then no one at the tomb would have mistaken him for the gardener. There has to be some reason that the resurrected body is not identical to the pre-resurrected body. And then, why are the marks of his crucifixion still on his body? Certainly God could have healed those instantly. And if he had looked just as he had the week prior, he wouldn't have needed those marks to prove anything. After all, it had been clear to everyone on that hill that he was truly dead when he was taken down from the cross. So there have to be, in these three aspects of Jesus, in this one chapter of Luke, a message to us, and I think it's this. First, new life is possible thanks to the grace of God. Yes, we mean that in the hereafter, but we mean that in the here now as well. New life is possible, even after a traumatic event in our life, and nothing could be more traumatic than what Christ experienced in the last day of his life. The God of Jesus Christ is a God that gives life anew. That's true for us as well. So many of us have been through dark days and thought we might never live to see the light on the horizon, and yet somehow we did. But we don't come out the other side the same as we went in. The experiences we go through in this life mold us, hopefully, help us to grow in our relationship with God and our empathy for others. We are not robots. Our experiences shape us. The pre-resurrection self is not identical to the post-resurrection self. And we too bear the marks of the lives we have lived. They're there, as the marks were there for Christ when he stood among his disciples and ate broiled fish. That doesn't mean we carry the suffering around with us always. It doesn't appear, for instance, that the wounds on the resurrected Christ caused him any pain at all, actually. But they were there, and somehow that drew his disciples closer to him. Perhaps the marks we bear are there to make possible connections with others, that we too might draw closer to each other. Perhaps that's why, even when the pain is mostly or at least entirely gone, that the marks of our lives are still there. So on this Ghosts Don't Eat Broiled Fish Sunday, perhaps we should see in the entire chapter of Luke's gospel our sharing in Christ's resurrection, that we too will bear the marks of the lives we live, and we will be changed. But none of that alters, and perhaps it even deepens, the most important truth of this whole chapter and this whole Easter season, that we too, like the disciples, will have new life in which to rejoice and wonder. Amen.